Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The right fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy Pierce. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive towards third. Mantilla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCovey. Chacon reaches second base with a double. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a pop-up towards first. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Pagan. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Chiti moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chacon hits a fly ball into right field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou, who is chasing the ball. Neal reaches third base with a triple. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Davenport moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davenport moves to third. Pagan moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cannell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hiller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Chacon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Roger Craig. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hiller scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Hunter now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller is hit by the pitch. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Haller moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haller moves to third. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. Davenport moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Willie McCovey. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. Mays moves to third. It's 5-1, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davenport hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-1, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pierce bunts towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. Pagan moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Harvey Keene now playing left field. Felipe Alou now playing right field. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 2 in the game. Chiti hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 4 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Alou reaches second base with a double. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Haller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook pinch hits for Willard Hunter. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. Haller drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cook out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pagan. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chacon moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Neal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keene. Neal reaches second base with a double. Chacon scores. Cannell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Giants. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cannell scores. Neal scores. It's 9-4, Giants. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-6, Giants. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Harry Chiti. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Jim Hickman. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Mets 6. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth now catching. Marv Thronberry now playing first base. Rod Cannell now playing right field. Dave Hillman now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Davenport moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive towards the mound. Hillman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Bob Miller pinch runs for Sammy Taylor. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Chacon hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cannell moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 9, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.